Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
To Offaly, where the final day of the ploughing is underway. 300,000 people will have attended over the course of the past 3 days, all there to enjoy the crack and everything that's on offer. But we sent our reporter, Henry McKean, out and about to find out about some of the more unique things you might stumble upon at the ploughing. How's it going, Henry?
Andrea, yeah, day three, the rain is coming down. You can hear the tannoy over my head. They're making announcements. Lots of unusual things are happening, not just the presidential candidates who are here. You can now actually get your face printed on a potato. Here are Kyo's with their faux tato booth.
Tom Kyo, founder, manager, director of Kyo's Crisps. Well, behind us, we actually have the world's first potato booth.
So, potato booth, that's so hard to say.
It is, it took me a while to get around to it.
Potato booth. Yeah.
But basically what we're doing here is people are coming, we're getting their photograph taken, and we are printing their face on a potato. It's the first time it's ever been done. Printed their face on the potato. It's edible ink, so if you want, you can actually eat the potato when you bring it home this evening. You could if you wanted to. Yeah, I think most people seem to be putting it on the shelf and looking at their face on the potato.
And then it will start growing.
Eventually, yeah, yeah, it could start to grow. And so you can actually grow yourself from a potato. And as well as that, obviously, there's voluntary donations here as well. So all proceeds are going to Cancer Fund for Children.
Declan Dolan, photographer, you've got the camera out there. You're going to take my picture. What do you want me to do?
So if you could just stand at the X behind you and make a smile or do a funny face. Yeah, we're going to get that lovely face and print it onto a potato.
So I'm just at the hatch here. If you show, you know. I'm just knocking. Oh, look at this. There's a potato with me on it. Can you see me? I kind of look like a sort of fat potato ghost. Would that be a fair impression of me?
I think that's a marked improvement, Henry.
Look at me. And they do say, you know, after you die, you get reincarnated and you could be anything. And I am a potato.
You've been immortalized in a potato now. Yeah. You just keep growing and growing.
And if you don't, Henry, if you don't fancy getting your mug on a spud, I believe you can adopt a baby cow.
Well, this is it. They're giving away cows to secondary school students. Adopt a calf.
So I'm Mark McKay from Certified Irish Angus, and we run the Certified Irish Angus Schools Competition in partnership with ABP and Keepback. So we're here today at the ploughing. The five finalists who entered here last year, 180 schools, narrowed down right through interviews and invigorating process. And we're here with one of the finalists from Loretto Secondary School in Balbriggan. They'll take five calves home here today and they'll rear them right through and look after them, and they'll do a research project on them, learn more about beef production and link into that community. It obviously is an urban community. There's no ag science in the curriculum in Balbriggan, and educate all the students there and all their local community, and hopefully that'll filter into inner city Dublin, where there is a need for an urban link.
An understanding, and there is more than ever a huge Dublin-rural divide. I'm feeling it here at the ploughing. Emma Dawson and Grace Allen, you're from Loretto, Balbriggan. How does it feel adopting a calf?
Oh, sure, we're absolutely thrilled. I myself, I've no farming background. I'm still pinching myself to make sure this is real.
This project was based around my life back in Leitrim anyway, so I know my granddad would be proud. He's looking down on us anyway. He was giving us luck.
Just getting used to the smell now.
Yeah, adopting a baby cow for secondary school students. What's the weather like? Are you back in wellies today, Henry?
I'm wearing wellies and it's very, very muddy. There is a little bit of rain. The sun's trying to come out and I'm in those wellies, and I know you probably think it's quite normal. I think this is weird. It's throwing wellies. So far, they have raised over €8,000 for charity.
So, hi Henry, my name is Christy Bannon. I'm here with SoSad Leash. SoSad is a mental health charity, Save Our Sons and Daughters. We're here sponsored by Port West, Dunlop and AgriShield, and we're running the All-Ireland Welly Throwing Competition.
So, should I go for a heavy welly or a light welly, a big welly?
For a fine lump of a man like yourself, I'd go for a heavier welly because you have the power to put behind it.
I've got the welly.
Oh yes, you give it a welly, quite literally. Now, grab away there and we'll see how we get on. He's in. We have a protective cage, and he throws an a bit of a corkscrew spin there. He threw a crossbody frisbee shot. Now he's changing now to a compound double grip. He takes a big run, toe first. Yes, that goes further indeed this time. The crowd are watching with bated breath, waiting for Henry's final throw. And he launches it across his head. A fantastic effort. Well done, sir.
Oh, that wasn't great now. That wasn't great.
Look at it. It wasn't too bad. It fell maybe a foot or two short of the under 12 girls competition.
It's absolutely fantastic, commentator Henry. You'll have to work on your welly throwing there. So from politicians to presidential wannabes, I believe you've been a celeb spotting at the ploughing today.
Yeah, and that rural Dublin divide is alive. This guy, his name is Marty Moan or Moon, depending on where you're from, a kind of Nathan Carter type artist. And there was a queue around the block to get photos with him. His hit song, which you're a fan of, Hits the Diff. It's about the gear change in a tractor.
Who was Marty Moon?
He's a country singer.
And what's your favourite song?
Hit the Diff. I love listening to it in the tractor farming and all, especially during baling season.
You love doing it during baling
season? Yeah, I love listening to the song Hit the Diff during baling season in the tractor. It's flat out on it the whole time.
My name's Marty Moan, yeah, singer-songwriter, yeah.
You're huge. I can't get over the crowds that have come out to see you. How come you've tapped into, I suppose, rural Ireland and the love of your music? People say when they're harvesting, when they're baling, they have you on the whole time of the tractor.
Yeah, I think it actually comes from, I was an agricultural contractor. And playing in wedding bands and stuff when I was younger, and I think it's because I wrote it, because I was into music and into driving tractors and lorries and that. I think I wrote the song from experience, and I think to tap into that, they don't know that, that's why they get a sense of, they feel real about it, you know. I think that's why maybe that has really worked. I think that's the reason, yeah. Mowing, lifting, sowing, baling, drawing, hauling, number, breaking, backing, stacking, ploughing, crashing, tipping, rapping, tail doors flapping. There you are, there's the intro over, Hit the Diff. Yeah, that's it.
It's a great song, Henry, do you know it?
I'm not familiar with it, no.
I thought you would be. It's actually, in fairness, it's very funny.
It's absolutely massive. I mean, you know, this is such an eye-opener for me down here. Fantastic. I think every Dubliner should be given a calf to mind for the year.
Yeah, that's one thing for sure. I don't know how good of an idea that is, but I think definitely it's a little project that you might or should take on, Henry, yourself. Listen, enjoy the final couple of hours at the ploughing. Is there anything wild or wonderful happening this afternoon?
Well, the politicians are still out there trying to get attention. Micheál Martin is wandering around, and also Mary Lou McDonald is here too. But yeah, it's the brown bread competition. Baking competition, the finals, and the actual ploughing itself out in the fields, the finals are taking place too, and it's going to be going all in right up until 6 o'clock, and then for another year we'll be back here this time next year.
Happy days. Henry McKean from the Ploughing Championships in County Offaly. It's Greggan. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.